piping. We'll hear some great music tonight from Paddy Keenan and Tommy O'Sullivan. We'll also be talking to Mary Staunton a little bit later on about the Music Network Tour, which begins in Greignamana on Sunday afternoon. Fonagy Ling. But we start tonight's programme on a very sad note indeed, because of the news which has come to us during the week of the death last Saturday night in England of the great fiddle player Bobby Casey. Bobby, of course, a native of West Clare from the Crosses of Anna near Milltown Malbay, has lived in England for many years, lived in London for quite a long time before moving to Northampton just a few years ago, but a very regular visitor here to Ireland. Indeed, it was here just 3 weeks ago taking part in Féile Cois Chuain in Lewisburg, and also visited Milltown Malbay for a session in Friel's Pub that particular weekend as well. A great friend to many, many musicians here in Ireland and in London and indeed in other parts of England as well. And we're going to listen to a piece of music to start off tonight's programme from Bobby, recorded in the Favourite Pub on Holloway Road in London back in 1968.
Thank you.
As the great Bobby Casey there, the Bank of Ireland, the woman of the house and the morning dew, the three reels there, recorded, as I said, back in 1968 in the favourite pub on Holloway Road in London. And Bobby very sadly passed away at his home in England last Saturday night. And Bobby's remains will be brought home to Ireland next Tuesday, and they will be removed from Friel's funeral home in Milltown Malbay at 8 o'clock next Tuesday evening to the Star of the Sea Church in Quilty. Funeral mass the following day, Wednesday at 12 noon, followed by burial in the Kildymo Cemetery. Agus Maria Ramid the Igoni Er Geshte Gareva Amam Usl. Now we're returning to the Wicklow Illan Pipes Festival, which we've been listening to extracts recorded during the festival on the programme over the last number of weeks, and we're going back there again tonight. And just one piper to play for you tonight, but a real master for you. Paddy Keenan, who was there, accompanied by Tommy O'Sullivan, and I think Paddy himself is going to do the introductions at the start of this piece.
We're going to start with a couple of jigs and about the Dorans and the Cashes. Way back in the late 50s and early 60s, when I was learning to play pipes, at, I think it was 1950, seeing as I think I was born in the same month and year as the man died, so he, I didn't hear any tapes of Johnny until I was about 18 or 20 years old, but my dad had played with him and travelled with him and obviously got a lot from Johnny, and I'm just going to play a couple of jigs in memory of those times. The three jigs, Russell's, the Blarney Pilgrim, and I think it's called The Lake, Something in the Lake. I'm not sure of the name of it, but it's Something in the Lake. Could be fish. Might be water even. Thank you. try a tune on the flute and pipes, and it's a tune, a simple slow air I composed a couple of years back in memory of my dad, who died in 92. And it's called Johnny's Tune. Not necessarily the jigs. This is the first jig was found recently on an old recording of Michael Coleman that I didn't even know existed. I got it from James Kelly. It's the first tune. Well, the first tune is the only tune. It's called The Lost and Found. Whether that be the reason why it was called that or not, I don't know. And the second tune is an old favourite of Johnny Doran's, The Ramblin' Pitchfork. I nearly got killed once by a pitchfork and woke up in a hay shed one morning, way, way back in the 60s. So I was hiding myself in the hay shed and the farmer was poking with a two-pronged fork, taking out hay or straw or whatever for the animals. And I was covering myself to hide myself up. But he spotted me. And he brought me in and gave me the greatest big breakfast I ever had in my life. He was so delighted he hadn't stabbed me to death. And I don't know why I told you that story, but there you have it. Thank you. We're going to finish off with a set of reels. I think it's Jenny's Wedding. And Craig's Pipes, this is another favourite tune of Felix Storm. We spent up until 5 o'clock this morning talking, playing together, meeting, and all that sort of stuff. So I've had a really, really great weekend, and I'd like to thank you for having me over here for this. Thank you.
You ready?
Yeah.
Very special occasion. We'll be right back.
as the one and only Paddy Keenan there on stage in Wicklow at the Wicklow Piping Festival, which was held this year to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the death of Johnny Dorn. And we'll be paying our final visit to Wicklow and to the Piping Festival on next Friday night's edition of the programme. But from music on the pipes now, we move to music on the accordion, and this is singer and accordion player Mary Staunton here, lovely hornpipe from Mayo, from her native Mayo, which she calls Grogan's Hornpipe. Music from Mary Staunton there. Mary, one of the four musicians taking part in the latest Music Network ESB Best of Irish Tour. It starts this Sunday night in Greignamana. Mary, tell us a little bit first of all about who's going on the tour and where are you going?
Right. Well, there's myself and Kieran Hanahan on banjo, and Kieran of Stockton's Wing Fame, and Tommy Hayes on baron, and also Michael Mooney on harp and concertina. So that's the four of us.
And this is, I mean, it's a different kind of tour, isn't it, to a lot of other sort of tours, because they're very nice venues that are chosen and that's for the concerts.
Yeah, apparently they're all beautiful venues. I haven't been in some of them, you know, but some of them are in art centres and I think a few of them are in bars, but they're all very acoustic gigs and very sit-down listening gigs, you know. So I hear they're really enjoyable, you know, for people who want to go and listen and hear good music, you know.
Tell us a bit about that, because I know it must, and from talking to musicians, you hear people say, you know, saying that they get kind of disillusioned at times from sitting, you know, playing in pubs, for example, where they're being used just as background music, right, and that sort of thing. Is it important, do you think, to have something like this where people get a chance to come in and sit down and listen, and the musicians also get a chance to play?
Oh, definitely. I think it brings out the best in the musicians, for sure. And I think, as well as that, the people who go along and pay their money to hear music definitely get their money's worth, you know, because it's just a nice atmosphere and it's well organised and everybody's in good form and there's a great time to listen, you know.
You're living here in Galway now, obviously, which is a place which is renowned for traditional music and that. Do you feel, I mean, are people as interested in music as they always have been?
Oh, definitely. Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, more and more. It's the same interest is always there, you know, which is great. I mean, Galway's still thriving, still full of music. That's great.
Would there be as many young people, say, for example, playing music and that now as there would have been when you were growing up and learning and that?
I'm sure there are. To be honest with you, I haven't been around the city that much of late. I've kind of tended to stay out the country a bit more. But I hear there are wonderful musicians playing in Galway and plenty of them, you know, plenty of young ones playing.
Now, you yourself are from Turmacady and I suppose grew up there listening probably more to songs than anything else.
Well, a mix, actually. Half and half, really, you know. But just grew up listening to my grandmother and my father, you know, between him playing the fiddle and she used to sing. So it was, yeah, it was a nice mix.
And you yourself have always mixed the sort of the songs with the playing the accordion and that. Well, do you think that's kind of important? Because, I mean, like there aren't that many people, I suppose, who do both, who sing and who play instrumental music as well.
Right. Well, for me, it's... I love a session where there's a mix, you know, where you can have the two. But I'm sure, you know, maybe we tend to do one better than the other, but I still love to do both, you know, love to mix them.
Yeah. And when you say that, some people, you tend to do one more than the other, do you find it, like, I suppose it's easier in a way to play the accordion, isn't it? Because it's not, you're not sort of putting yourself out, you know, out to the fore by yourself.
Yeah. True, and it depends on the venue that you're in. I mean, some venues don't lend themselves to singing, you know, because they're just too noisy, unfortunately. So you end up playing more instrumental music than singing.
Do you continue to learn new songs all the time?
I do, but I must say I find it very hard to come across songs that I really like or that suit me. But I'm always messing with songs at home, in the house. But I probably learn more tunes than I do songs, you know. It's easier to come across new tunes and, you know, tunes that I like.
And what about then something like this? Because, I mean, obviously you probably don't play that often with, say, Kieran or with Michael or with Tommy. So would you look forward to, you know, kind of maybe coming back with a few new tunes from the tour?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, really do. Yeah, I look forward to it immensely. Yeah.
Okay, you might just tell us before we go where I was saying you're starting in Braig na Mana on Sunday night, so you might just run down there what the rest of the dates of the tour.
Okay, the next night, Monday the 22nd, we're in Tinnahealy, County Wicklow. Tuesday the 23rd in Dublin, Coach House. On Wednesday the 24th in Skerries. On Thursday the 25th, Drogheda. On Friday the 26th in Meath. And I think that's in Ashburn, actually. On Saturday the 27th, we're in Mullingar. Sunday the 28th, we're free. Night off. And Monday the 29th we're in Clifton in the Alcock and Brown, and on Tuesday the 30th we're in Buncrana, and on Wednesday the 31st, that's the last night, we're in Castlebar.
Well, Mary, have a great time, enjoy the tour, and I'm sure there'll be plenty of people there who'll enjoy your music as well. And incidentally, that concert, the opening performance of the Music Network tour in Braig na Mana on Sunday is not on Sunday night, it's on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 in Dushka Abbey in Braig na Mana. Should be a lovely setting for that concert indeed. Mary Staunton, Tommy Hayes, Kieran Hanrahan and Michael Rooney taking part in that Music Network tour. And that's about all we've time for on tonight's very busy edition of The Late Session. We will be back with you, of course, again at the same time next week with, as I said, our final visit to the Wicklow Piping Festival and some more great pipe music. We're going to leave you tonight with another man who'll be on the Music Network tour. This is the banjo player Kieran Hanrahan with The Cup of Tea, Craig's Pipes and The Congress.
Late Session, presented by Áine Hennessy from Galway, was produced by Peter Brown. And you can find details of The Late Session on RTE's internet service. The website address is www.rte.ie.
Hi, it's me. Are you going to the gym tonight?
Yeah, why?
I was just wondering what we're going to have for tea.
Oh, anything.
You fancy a takeaway?
No. Something healthy. What about a salad?
Something more filling.
What about pasta?
And what?
If you're looking for a low-fat, healthy option that will liven up a salad, spice up a pasta, or taste great in a sandwich, why not try Ballyfree Supreme chicken or turkey breast sliced meats? Not only are they delicious and versatile, they're also 97% fat-free.
Look, don't worry, I'll pick up something on the way home.
Ballyfree, a fresh idea every day.
Ireland's first ever half-price bathroom and tile sale is now on at Tile Savers. Imagine over 1,000 bathroom suites with Whirlpool systems at half price. Chinese slate from $9.99 per square yard and 50% off selected tiles. Witness this summer mania for yourself and get down to your nearest Tile Savers today. Are you a super trooper? Do you want to be a dancing queen? Well, don't just sit there. Grab Fernando and head down to the NCH on Friday, June 2nd and Saturday, June 3rd at 7:30 p.m. for a spectacular explosion of the music and songs of Benny and Bjorn. From ABBA to Chess with the RTE Concert Orchestra, Girl Talk and soloists Mary Carew, Alex Sharp and Peter Curry. Tickets £12, £15 and £18, available from the National Concert Hall Booking Office. Telephone 01475 1572. That's Super Troopers, June 2nd and 3rd at the NCH.
Hi, I'm Paddy Cole. Like me, you probably know at first hand how devastating heart disease can be. It's still Ireland's number one killer. The Irish Heart Foundation is fighting heart disease on all fronts, and you can help. Buy a Happy Heart pin during Happy Heart Weekend. I will, because if you buy a pin, you'll help them win.
Happy Heart Weekend is from the 18th to the 21st of May and is sponsored by Lion's Tea.
The time now is 5 minutes to midnight. It's time for the weather forecast from Seamus Walsh at Met Éireann.
Thanks, Michael, and a very good evening from Met Éireann. Well, it will stay dry overnight in eastern areas with some clear spells at first, but in the west it'll be cloudier, with some rain and drizzle already along the coast, spreading further inland during the night hours. Lowest temperatures will range between 4 and 9 degrees Celsius. Coldest under clear skies in the east at first, with a slight ground frost possible over the next few hours. Winds overnight will be light, mainly south or southwesterly in direction. For tomorrow, well, there may be a few brighter sunny periods in the eastern parts of the country at first, but for the most part it's going to be a cloudy start to the day, with the rain and drizzle in western areas spreading on to all parts in the morning or by early afternoon reaching the east.